positively charged and it traps them.
And ask, are they really the best thing since sliced bread?
Is paying more for expensive shampoo really worth it? Or does a cheaper product do exactly the same thing?
Sliced Bread, on Radio 4 every Thursday lunchtime at 12:30. And check out all the past programmes on BBC Sounds. Available now.
In half an hour, the Aldridges will be coming to terms with yesterday's news in the Archers. That's just after 7 o'clock. But first,
welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, Sue Perkins here, and as the minute waltz fades away, what an absolute joy to welcome you to Just a Minute. Now time to introduce you to the four marvellous and talented folk who will be playing along this week. They are Giles Brandreth, Lucy Porter, Rhys James and Ria Lena. Please whoop and cheer and go crackers for the lot of them. As is tradition, I'm going to ask them to speak on a given subject for 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition or deviation, so we shall see how that goes. Now, Giles, we're going to start with you, my friend. Now, something very, very apt here that came to mind when viewing your silhouette in the corridor earlier. The Incredible Hulk. Could you speak without hesitation, repetition or deviation on The Incredible Hulk, please? You have 60 seconds and it starts now.
I am the Hulk, I have the bulk, I never sulk, the Incredible Hulk, that's me, was the opening number when I appeared in the first musical version of The Incredible Hulk. Marvel Comics had allowed a wonderful production company to essay an entertainment based...
Yeah, that was... I don't know what that was. It wasn't a word.
I would encourage you to say that the challenge is hesitation, and I'd certainly give that to you. Yes, it was a bit of hesitation. Giles is very experienced. He can cover silences with a long... Yes, like a gravy advert. Quite challenge. You get the points, and you also get the subject. Let's hear what you've got to say in 37 seconds on The Incredible Hulk, starting now.
I remember before I was born, I went to see an incredible production of The Incredible Hulk, starring none other than Giles Brandreth. He was...
Giles.
Hesitation and deviation.
It was deviant, I must say.
It certainly was. It was before she was born. Yes.
It was in utero. It was so affecting.
Yeah, what an amazing...
It affected me.
Boy, quite excited to feel I got a fetal audience. It was known as fetal attraction.
Hey.
So your challenge, hesitation?
My challenge is hesitation.
So you were right, it is indeed a little bit, just a little bit of hesitation there. 27 seconds, back to your favourite topic, Giles, The Incredible Hulk. Your time starts now.
The movie was made in 2008, and I enjoyed that in its own way, but it did not rival my own performance as this extraordinary character. I feel that I intellectually have what I have physically, and the combination of my mind and my body makes my attempt at this role something that puts me up there, if I may say so, with Benedict Cumberbatch when he is at his most beautiful. I am the Mark Rylance, if I may say so. I may not say so.
Challenge there by Lucy.
I think, did you not say if I may say so?
I did. Awed by the names I was dropping.
Can I just say myself... he's the only one that says so about this performance. Correct challenge. You have 0.45 seconds. less than one human second to talk about.
No!
Oh, so sorry.
No, it's the way it goes. It's the way they play.
It's the way they play. So an incredibly good steal at the last possible moment. The Incredible Hulk, Lucy. Oh, fill that time starting now.
Giles.
Lucy, speaking as the whistle went, gained that valuable point and has our next subject. How are you at Wordle? Because that is your subject. So I hope you've played. I hope you know what it is, because you've got 60 seconds to tell us all about it, starting now.
Wordle is a game that allows you to tell your social media acquaintances that you know words containing five letters. Thus, you have the vocabulary of an infant school child. People play Wordle and put their scores up on the internet. I personally use Funky Sweat Broil as my opening gambits, although most people use audio, which of course is what we're listening to right now. My preferred method is to take five tries to get
Repetition of the word five.
Indeed, yes. Five letters.
It's all about fives.
And then five, it's all about the fives. Correct spot, well done, Giles. You get the subject of Wordle. 29 seconds available to you, starting now.
I start with arise, but it irritates me because it is called Wordle, devised by a man named Wardle, and both those words contain six letters, which is infuriating, given the nature of this particular game. Today, I have to tell you, by the time this is recorded, it won't be a spoiler, the word we were looking for was visor. Which was, oh, forgive me, it was actually, yes, it was visor.
Sorry, can we just confirm what the word was, Charles? So, everyone's challenged, but Lucy was there first.
Repetition of what we now know was the word of the day, visor, yes.
correct challenge. You're getting a little bit of a reputation for this, Lucy, because you now have 2 seconds.
Oh, no! And this is
2 seconds, and your time starts now.
Wordle the Musical, starring...
Ooh, Rhea Bunch.
No, I just got excited. Well, no, she said word all, but I heard word, and she said word, and then I was like, woo, and then no.
It's easily done.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
An incorrect challenge. It just means that she's now got 0.45 seconds to tell us about Wordle. I suspect she'll just say the word Wordle. Let's see. Your time starts now.
Visor Vigor.
Reese, we're with you, my lovely. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Now,
this is something you may or may not have mulled over. I'd be very interested to find out. Your subject is how to fake your own death. How to fake...
Oh, well, what a welcome this was.
Your time on how to fake your own death starts now.
Well, first of all, you're going to want to delete your internet history. OK, not for any creepy, perverse reasons, but just because you don't want it to turn up you had a Google search, how to fake your own death. That's going to cause you problems down the line. Secondly, you want to start a podcast, I'd say, and you want to talk about that non-stop to everyone you know, and that way, when you do go missing, your friends and family will miss you less. Next, you're going to need to assume a new identity to start your brand new life. I would recommend you get a job as a...
Lucy.
So sorry, but new life, new identity.
Yes, correct. It was can I just say, 30 seconds for an inaugural performance.
Really,
I think merits a round of applause. Lucy, you get the subject. 30 seconds to luxuriate in it, and your time starts now.
As I was saying to Lord Luke and Elvis and Hitler the other day, it's not actually that hard to fake your own death. What you have to make sure that you do is leave a pile of clothes somewhere. My clothes are so little... Yes!
Clothes, repetition.
Yes. A classic repetition of clothes well spotted, well buzzed in. You get the point and you get the subject back with 18 seconds remaining. How to fake your own death. Your time starts now.
Your best bet for your occupation is detective because you want to get the case of your own disappearance. And that way you can never solve it and be constantly on the run. And so you will disappear forever. No one ever finding you. Oh, I knew it as I said it and I looked at the time and I'm livid.
He's so brilliant that I felt able to interrupt, but a repetition of ever.
Yes, I mean, it's a naughty little one, that. It's a small world with a new player, and you're a pig of a man, but what can I say? You've essentially brought your own shame upon you for everyone. Disciplinarian Susan has finished her words with you now and is now going to bring you again into the light to say you've got 2 seconds. 2 seconds. I hope that makes you feel good. How to fake your own death, Giles. Your time starts now.
You need vigour to fake your own death.
Giles speaking as the whistle went gets the point. Now, Rhea, I'm sure you'd ever take these. Unflattering selfies. that's your topic. And flattering selfies. Can you speak on that subject for 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition, or deviation? Your time starts now.
I can't believe that the topic is unflattering selfies. How can that even be a thing? Who is in charge of taking their own photograph and makes it unflattering? You're in charge of the process.
Giles,
repetition of in charge.
In charge, indeed. A correct challenge. 44 seconds, Giles. You get the subject now. Unflattering selfies, starting now.
In order to avoid unflattering selfies, I always take mine lying on the floor, holding the machine above my face so that the chins disappear and the lines fall quietly away. I feel I look quite attractive. Indeed, I conjure up an erotic charge merely peering up into the screen at my own loveliness. I think, how could I ever have been cast as the Incredible Hulk when I am so delightfully beautiful? That's what an unflattering, flattering selfie can do for me. Now, when I take unflattering selfies of other people...
Yeah.
He's taking, take, take.
Oh, he yeah. Took,
there was a lot of
the story of my life. Take, take, take. You're right. You need to sound like my wife now.
I know. Certainly going to give you that point. And basically, to wrest the subject from Giles, because the image of him lying on the floor, his multi-chin sliding into the carpet, is one I could probably do without. And I suspect our listeners too. So unflattering selfies, you get the topic back with 11 seconds to spare starting now.
Can I recommend, to avoid taking an unflattering selfie, to use a filter and of... Don't use...
I know.
Oh, Reese,
I know.
A challenge.
Hesitation.
Yeah, there was a little bit of stumbling.
To avoid a repetition, it's pitfall after pitfall.
It is. It's a timely intervention, Reese, because 3 seconds remain. Ooh. So a great steal from you. Unflattering selfies, what can you say in 3 seconds starting now?
In my best selfie, I wear a visor because I find...
And at the end of that round, let's have some scores. We have Rhea in fourth place, just slightly behind Reese, just slightly behind Lucy, with Giles just slightly in the lead. And with that, we move to round two. And back to you, Giles. Now, I'm sure you've obviously never had one of these, but a terrible bottle of wine is the subject. You've got 60 seconds to tell us all about it, and your time starts now.
Oh, but I have had a terrible bottle of wine. It is 40 years to the day since I first took part in an episode of Just a Minute. So I am grateful to be alive, but slightly surprised that I am so, because we had a terrible bottle of wine served to us in Lower Regent Street, in the theatre there, where we...
Yeah.
Sorry, it was a very small fudge on theatre, and then
it
kept going.
We must hold Giles to higher standards. Yeah, he's a very, very experienced player.
I was trying to remember what it was called.
A theatre.
Oh, yes. The Paris.
The Paris studio. The Paris. That's what I was trying to remember.
So that was a correct challenge. Well done. You get the subject, Rhea, with 40 seconds remaining on a terrible bottle of wine starting now.
I have never had a terrible bottle of wine because I am teetotal. I am looking at the horror on your face, Giles, at the idea of never having had such
Lucy,
something.
Sorry, never, never, never.
There was two never. Nevers. Yeah, two there never. Are a pair never, of never. Nevers. So, correct challenge, Lucy. You get the point. You also get the subject, a terrible bottle of wine. What can you tell us about that in 28 seconds, starting now?
I am not teetotal. To me, the only terrible bottle of wine is an empty one when I have drunk my Bulgarian Chardonnay from Aldi, and sadly the last drops are being poured into my mouth as I lie on the carpet next to Giles Brandreth as he's taking a selfie, and we both empty our bottles of wine.
Yes, Reese.
Empty.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
A repetition of empty. Well, listen for, sir. You have made a correct challenge. You get the point. You get the subject, a terrible bottle of wine, with 8 seconds starting now.
Any terrible bottle of wine can be improved by just referring to it as vino. Then you can say you're drinking it al fresco, which is what you must...
Well done, Reese. You're speaking as the whistle went. You gained that valuable point, and we move on to Lucy. Now, take that. That wasn't me. Sort of, on guard. click that as your subject. I don't know if you know enough about them to speak fluently for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating, or deviating, but let's find out. 60 seconds on Take That starts now.
I adore Take That. In the 90s, Take That were up against East 17 as the popular bands. Take That offered to relight your fire while...
Giles.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was.
And I was also going on about East 17 because I don't actually know that much about Take That. I was trying to steer it away. So a good challenge in every way.
You may well get it back. We may find out more about that great rivalry. You're interested to hear what Giles has got to say. I imagine you will have bumped into them as you do with every known celebrity in a lift somewhere. He has 48 seconds to regale us. And it starts now.
At the Paris studios in Lower Regent Street, I appeared in a radio drama as a young detective. I had two lines. Take That was the first. That was the chair Schmidt sat in was the second, when he was shot. An unfortunate line. But Take That, the drama.
Lucy.
Line.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Two lines. Yes. Did you only have two lines?
Yeah. I did.
Weird that, isn't it?
Yes, and I was young, so there were none on my forehead either.
And there are none now. It's
Thank
radio.
You.
Oh.
32 seconds. Well spotted. Lucy, you get the subject back. Take That. And your time starts now.
In Take That, every member had their own unique position. Gary wrote all the songs, Robbie was the charismatic one, and the other three, I presume, moved some of the instruments when they were on tour, or maybe sold T-shirts out the back of the van. I don't know that much about Take That. I did see...
Ria.
I know she said that in the first bit, or was it after she stopped talking?
Oh, that was after. Yeah,
it was she, after, yeah, wasn't it?
She was sitting
I apologise.
She confessed after she'd been buzzed that she didn't.
Yeah. No.
And I like the fact you're now making me talk more about Take That.
I feel positive that you've got a lot more to give. And you've got 13 seconds in which to do it, and your time starts now.
I did once see a Take That record, and it said on the front, a million love songs, and I thought, well, that's very good value, isn't it? Because most records just contain...
Records.
Record and records.
Oh.
Yes, I seem to think.
That was entirely intentional.
Yeah.
Easily done. Lucy fast becoming a master of the game with 4 seconds. She has the subject still.
Not again. I can't think of anything else about... It's fine.
I believe in you. And your time starts now.
Howard, Jason, Mark. You see, I can remember.
Lucy speaking as the whistle went gains that valuable point. And we move to Rhys now. I sense you might have a lot to say on this. Harry Kane. 60 seconds on the scoring wunderkind that is Harry Kane. Your time starts now.
Harry Kane is a footballer. He is the captain of the England men's team, but not of his club, Tottenham Hotspur, who I support. That is Hugo Lloris, a sort of French goalkeeper. He's a bit like Fred from First Dates if he was wearing gloves. But Harry Kane, who is known affectionately as H by his teammates, which made Line of Duty very confusing for me, is arguably the best striker in Premier League history. Arguably. He's going to break... I know. You don't need to awe. I know. I clarified arguably because I saw the tweets in my head.
He's not the best Premier League striker in history, Alan Shearer.
No.
Yeah, I should have known what the listeners of this show would have thought, which is, who are you even talking about?
It begins and ends with Teddy Sheringham, as you know.
Sorry, yeah, of course.
Ria, you challenged.
Yeah, arguably,
indeed.
I did.
Yes, you did.
That he said it twice and was wrong, because Sheringham, or whatever you said.
No, never claim that I'm right about football. Harry Kane is a magnificent striking force.
We're talking about football, thank you. Okay.
You're talking about football. You've got 29 seconds with a correct challenge to talk about Harry Kane, and your time starts now.
Harry Kane is arguably the best position in a football team.
Hesitation.
It was almost defeat, it was despair. But yes, technically hesitation, which means you get the subject with 26 seconds remaining, Giles. Harry Kane, your time starts now.
There are so many Harry Kanes we could be talking about. There's Michael's brother, and more interestingly, the real name of Citizen Kane. Orson Welles had the idea of calling the character Harry, because Rosebud seemed a stupid name for a bloke who was also a brilliant striker, as well as running.
Lucy.
I think name would be indeed.
Repetition of name, indeed. Well listened out.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Should we go to VAR?
I want to explain to Ria, VAR it's a sexually transmitted disease in China.
So, correct challenge, Lucy. You get the subject of Harry Kane with 8 seconds remaining, and your time starts now.
I love football almost as much as I love Take That. Oh, yes! What a fool I've been.
Love. So, your challenge was repetition?
Repetition of love.
Indeed. Well, you get the subject back, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy that, because, as you've said, football is what you live for. Let's give you 5 seconds on Harry Kane, starting now.
I understand that we're talking about a game that involves a ball on a pitch and a player called...
We're back with you. We ended that with you, got the point, but we're back with you, Ria, with the subject, A Good Life is the Best Revenge. What do you have on this topic, I wonder? You've got 60 seconds to tell us all about it, and your time starts now.
Apparently, a good life is the best revenge, and I learned that the hard way when I was ghosted by a date after 3 weeks of constant togetherness. We were in love. We weren't. I'm not insane. But we were having a nice time, and he decided to leave without saying why. So now I know, because he watches me on Instagram every day, that a good life is the best revenge. So I am having the best time on Instagram. I am... Yes.
Lucy.
Two mentions of Instagram.
Indeed, yes. A repetition of Instagram, which means you steal the topic away. You've got 26 seconds to delight us with the topic. A good life is the best revenge, Lucy, starting now.
I hope that my school bully, Sarah Williams, is listening to this show and that she's thinking, I wish I were on the light...
Oh. Did you say wish twice?
Oh, did I?
I thought it was hope and wish.
Yes,
hope
so there was no double wishing.
There was something twice. There was a repetition of something.
You can't issue generic repetitions. You've got 19 seconds, Lucy. Dazzle us starting now.
A good life is the best revenge, as Tom and Barbara found out when they showed Margot and Jerry that raising your own pigs, goats and sheep is the way to deal with snobby people who live next door to you in Surbiton or wherever they were. They had a good life that really was the best revenge on anyone who did...
Fabulous. End of our second round, which means it's time for scores. Reese, we're in fourth, but it's so tight. I don't want you to dwell on it, please. Ria, just marginally ahead in third. And then we've got Giles, and then we've got Lucy out in front. We move now to our next round. And back with you, Giles. Something I suspect you know a lot about. Hips don't lie. Swing dancing. Swing dancing is your subject. You've got 60 seconds. Tell us something about that starting now.
By curious chance, swing dancing is the title of a musical in which I appeared. Stage version of a 1930s movie. I was playing the Ginger Rogers role, rather surprisingly, and because my hips indeed did move so delicately, and in the frock I looked quite fabulous. My Fred Astaire was Gary Wilmot, and we toured, starting in Wimbledon, then we went on to Bristol, ending up in Ilkley, where I'm afraid the audience threw...
Oh, I'm sorry. Deviation. Like, what are we talking about? That is not swing dancing, is it?
It's I still swing don't. Dancing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not actually totally clear on deviation. I just thought we're so far from where the show started in Wimbledon. I wasn't, you know.
Well, that's that point. That's the nature of touring. It will move.
No, I know. I just.
That's
sorry.
What
I just...
you feel when you get to Ilkley and they promised you Shaftesbury Avenue.
Incorrect challenge. I'm going to find out a little bit more. We've got 29 seconds remaining. I would ask Giles perhaps not to take us through the entire tour schedule. Just to venerate all the venues that contribute to the vast cultural life of this country. Let's not have a list of them. So keep to the topic. And with that in mind, 29 seconds, swing dancing. Giles, your time starts now.
I was only offered the role because Bonnie Langford was not available.
Yes, Lucy.
Role?
Yes, you had a role just before you talked about your hips and the frock and how delicately you moved. So it was an absolutely bang-on correct challenge by Lucy. And that gets you a point. And also the subject, 26 seconds remaining. Your time starts now.
Swing dancing was popularised in America during the jazz era, and it evolved into the shag, which is something that's happened on evenings out that I have been on too. It is a joyous thing to watch, especially when it's Giles and Gary Wilmot twirling each other around. Giles's lovely 90... Oh!
Giles.
Well, I love to hear a repetition of my name, but I don't think it's actually on the card.
You're right. You've not made it to a subject yet. Maybe a matter of time, my friend. A correct challenge. Well done, you get the subject back. With just 7 seconds remaining.
Ooh.
Tell us about swing dancing starting now.
The truth is, because my swing dancing was so poor, when I was invited to take part in Strictly Come Dancing, I decided to decline.
Rhea,
dancing?
But it's
did you say dance
is,
and dancing?
Dance,
you
dance and
dancing. Oh, apologies.
It's on the card.
It's on the card.
He just has one more second. So we shall... let's see what Giles has got to say. In the final second remaining to him, your time starts now.
I'm a bit of a swinger.
Giles speaking as the whistle went, and Mind Bleach is available for all and sundry for those who were perhaps at home and over-conjuring that mental image of him and Gary Wilmot. And we're on to the final round. Thank you for that contractual noise. It's always very much appreciated. And we are with you, Rhea. Let's find out if you have any of these broken resolutions. Can you speak for 60 seconds? On the subject of broken resolutions, starting now.
I've broken a number of resolutions over the years. Drink every drink at Starbucks.
Reese.
Drink every drink.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
I meant to say order and not drink.
A repetition absolutely bang to rights.
So 53... my version of climb every mountain.
correct challenge. Well done. You get the point, Reese. You also get the subject with 53 seconds remaining. Broken resolutions starting now.
Personally, I think we should give New Year's resolutions to each other instead of to ourselves. I don't think we're really self-aware enough to know what our flaws are. So as a culture and society, we should say every year, listen, this is why you're a piece of trash and this is what you should change, and have people say it back to us. This country would improve immeasurably within 3 years if we did this for each other. But as we don't, I listen to my friends every single time tell me their one that doesn't even apply to their lives, saying, oh, I think I'm going to read more this year. I'll try and do more books. Forget the books. You need to reconcile with your father, Carl. Sort your life out.
Lucy.
I wanted to hear that to the end, but year had come up a couple of times, so repetition
year
of year.
Did come up a couple of times. Correct challenge, according to the rules of just a minute, Lucy. So you get the subject with 22 seconds remaining, starting now.
The problem with New Year's resolutions is that you make them at that particular time in the calendar. What I do is make a resolution to give up alcohol at 10 minutes to 12 on the 31st of December and say I will keep this up until midnight. Then the bells ring, someone hands me a glass of champagne, and I have completed my resolution.
Well done, Lucy, speaking as the whistle went, which means, of course, you get that point. And with the end of the round comes the end of the show and scores. In fourth place, although it's all very tight, we've got Reese, who's narrowly behind Rhea, who's just a little bit behind Giles, but out in front with a fairly substantial lead. Please give it up for today's winner, Lucy Porter. And there, my darlings, I'm afraid we have to leave you. But first, thanks to our incredible players of the game. To Giles Brandreth, Lucy Porter, Rhys James and Rhea Lina. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who devised this fabulous show, and to Nicholas Parsons, who chaired Just a Minute so perfectly for 50 years. We also thank Caroline Barlow, who sat right next to me, right here and now, and has been blowing her whistle so wonderfully in my face. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and it was a BBC Studios production, and this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thank you so much for listening to all of us wherever you are, and do join us again next time we play Just a Minute.
And of course there'll be more Just a Minute at the same time next week. Now, if you were listening to last night's episode of The Archers, you'll know that there was some very sad news for the Aldridge family.